The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. In the studio, I have Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Check them out on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ Lazy Boy of Gulf Coast. That's L-A-Z Boy of Gulf Coast. And check out all the latest happenings. We've got lots to talk about today. If you are just not feeling like your home is speaking to you, if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel welcome, if there's just something off, if the feng shui is not feng shuiing, you know what I mean? Then you need to contact the professionals and the experts at Lazy Boy. They have got an in-home design system that we're going to talk about. It is just fantastic. We talk about it a lot on this show. If you have any comments or questions, 850-437-1620. Bess Marks, how are you doing this morning?
Well, Jake, I am great, and yeah. I hope you are the same in this wonderful summer season we're having.
Yes, it's going to be kind of a weird weather day, I think, a little off and on showers, but we kind of needed the rain.
We're fine with that. That's right.
It's been humid, so it's a good break. So it could be a good day to go out. It's Juneteenth, right? So,
that's it. Today's Juneteenth.
Major holiday. Everybody's celebrating, so maybe it might be a good time to go out and look at some furniture.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
All right. What would you like to talk about?
Well, during the break.
You lead the way, fearless leader.
All right. Well, during the break, you had mentioned that you guys have this Moonlight Madness sale going on.
We do. It's a pre-4th of July sale going on tomorrow.
All right.
So we're closing a little early today. We open at noon tomorrow, and price is so low, Jake, you don't need to shop no more.
Oh, I like that. Very nice. You've always got the slogans. I love it. So starting at noon tomorrow, the Moonlight Madness.
That's right.
All right. All right, cool.
Pre-4th of July, if you can believe that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure 4th of July is going to be big as well.
Yes.
You're going to have lots of people in the store. You also mentioned a BOGO. We love a BOGO.
Oh, we love the BOGO. June is our BOGO month. Buy one, get one. Right. It's a twofer. So you can give that, which means you can just buy two great chairs, one low price.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's all month of June.
That's the month of June.
Wow. That's great. I had no idea that June was so important.
There's it certainly is.
It really is. The start of summer. We got Juneteenth. We got a BOGO. We got Moonlight Madness. All happening at your local Lazy Boy. Let's tell them about the locations. Where can you find Lazy Boy around town here?
Well, we are in Pensacola right here on Bayou Boulevard, 5078. And if you go up Interstate 10, you'll see Lazy Boy right there on Bass Pro Drive in Spanish Fort. And if you continue on and hit 65 North, you can see the Lazy Boy in Mobile right off of the interstate on Airport Boulevard.
All right, three locations to serve you. And let's go ahead and get right into this because this is something that's special to Lazy Boy. And the things that's really special about it to me is it's free. This is a free in-home consultation so that you can get a design that when you walk into a room, you just feel like, this
picture
is my
out of
place.
My magazine.
Exactly. So how can people get in on that? How do people set this up?
Well, it's quite simple, actually. You can call in, email in, or walk in. And we just get the process started. We just sit down and talk about how you want your room to function, how you and the household that's there, how do y'all want this room to function? And that's the target. You know, the target of good design is taking the components of what the people in the home, the family, want the home to do and converting that to a good functional space. But also good looking.
Right.
Functional function's always first.
Right.
How does it have to work? How is it gonna work? And most of the questions that come out from customers and from all of us they're pretty universal. They're pretty the questions are all, is this gonna fit? Is this does this color work? And then we get into, different questions. Some things that can cause room paralysis, we call it room paralysis, is is differing opinions. Like you have partners who, one says this and one says that. And so instead of creating turmoil in the home,
Right.
It just gets, you know, it just goes on hold. You know, one family, not from here, from another place, but one family waited for, bought this gorgeous home, mm-hmm. you know, for their two girls, you know, 5,000 square feet, wow. huge, big, wonderful place. Mm-hmm. And for 4 years, the dining room sat neglected because there was a conversation about how the dining room should look. And between the two, the husband and the wife, it was very difficult to come up with, you know, how do they bridge that gap? How can they do that? Mm. So that's where a design team comes in.
Mm. It's ironic that the place where most people gather in a family to have these important discussions is usually the dining room, kitchen area. That's, you know, if there's a bar in a kitchen, usually that's kind of where people congregate.
It's where the food is.
Yeah, but they couldn't decide on that. I've heard, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, and the interior design preferences on both planets are quite different.
Oh, it is. It's so interesting, Jake, because mm-hmm. you know, 82% of the women out there really just want to. They want to have a romantic, traditional feeling, you know, and traditional can be interpreted in a lot of ways. That's right. That's not something stodgy and old, but it's just, you know, something that's not too far off the grid, you know, and something a little bit romantic, a little curvy, a little, you know, which, you know, romantic is softer textures, softer lines, softer color. And men out there are more toward practical and functional. So, you know, when women shop, we love to consult and, you know, look around and touch it and feel it. You know, it's nothing for us to sit down with a woman at, you know, in the design center, and we start with fabrics. You know, we start with what right. you like. Hey, you want, what room are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are bedroom and dining room also,
right.
you know, and home office and play. Mm-hmm. We're all of that.
All
we're
of
everything. But we generally start with the fabric. And, you know, talk to us about the fabric. How do you want it to look and feel? And we'll go through fabrics. And you can always tell when we've found something that really hits the heart because she'll stop and she'll touch it and, you know, kind of, yeah, and just gaze at it. And you can see the wheels turning and the energy going. And so for men, it's a totally different story.
Mm.
For men, it's function, purchase, defend the buy later.
Right.
Yep. And we run into those challenges every day,
mm-hmm.
especially when two households are merging together, when you've got his home and it's merging with her home,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's defending what he has purchased. Not that we would say anything purchased at Lazy Boy was ever a mistake.
Right.
It just may not be as comfortable as she had wanted. Not as comfortable. Mm-hmm. May not have been the style she wanted. But
right.
But anyway, we're there to blend those two worlds together.
Usually I see it where the man comes home with something affordable and practical and useful. And then sometimes the man will come home with something just totally extravagant, way over the top. Spent way too much money, but they'll defend it to the death.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a commitment.
We're impulsive buyers.
It was a commitment. We've
right.
made a commitment. I know, and, you know, with women back, you know, we'll go through, you know, all the fabrics, which is, it's a wonderful opportunity because we get to know each other and understand each other, you know, because the house is about you. And so we get to know you as we do that. And with if we have a single man, it's, it is so funny because Jake is like, let me see three things, A, B, C. Okay, I want B.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay,
yep.
Write
yep.
it up. We're
yep.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And so men and women definitely approach
mm-hmm.
home interiors most of the time from different perspectives.
Right.
But both are good. Both are valid.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's blending the two. That's the secret, and that's where you guys come in.
Oh, and that's the
yes.
fun.
Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Find them on Facebook, facebook.com/LazyBoy, LAZBoy of Gulf Coast. I've got Bess Marks in the studio. This is a call or text in show, 850-437-1620. Vicky sent a text in this morning. She's wanting to know, Bess, do you have to buy all new furniture if you get an in-home consultation? Or, talking about what we were just talking about, perfectly timed, can you meld what we already have with something new? Would it be a designer that would show up to play with the furniture that we have? How does that work? And they said that also they have a very odd shaped room, which you can, you know,
that,
what to do with that.
That's music to our ears. So we love to take your treasures and the things that you love and sit down and really, first of all, we start in the store and say, well, what is it that you're looking for now? Mm-hmm. You know, are you looking for a new sofa? Are you looking for a dining room table? Do you need a bedroom? Where are we? You know, what is it that you've got in mind? Mm-hmm. So we define that, and we start to, again, you know, go through fabrics and frames and options and possibilities. And so we talk about that. And if you've got pictures at that time about with your room and your treasures and what the challenges are that you're experiencing, why is your room awkward? What's going on? Tell us about it. Why? Mm-hmm. How does it feel awkward? And understand that a little bit more. Then we'll set up, once we've got the basics down, then we come out to your house. We bring the fabrics that you've looked at. If we've looked at a rug, and finishes, mm-hmm. we bring those out just to make certain they're going to be compatible with the other things that you've got in your space.
Yeah.
And then we sit down and talk with you in the house and say, okay, so let's look at it. Let's see what we've got. We do measurements, talk about the look and the feeling that you really want this room mm-hmm. to have when it's complete. How is it going to work for all members of the household? Mm-hmm. Then we set up a time. The designer and the salesperson go back to the house, go back to the store, and the designer really gets to work pulling together a presentation. And, you know, the world we live in right now is so amazing. You know, when I started in design, we had a tryboard, and we would, you know, hand draw a floor plan, you know, with templates, with little furniture templates, and you had to have a sharp pencil. And then, you know, we would put that up on the board, and then we would put, you know, pictures of the sofa and have the fabric samples down there and say, well, this is going to go here. And, you know, kind of like, sort of like paper dolls for a little, you know, this works here and this works here and here are the finishes. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're in a digital world, and it's amazing, because one of the big challenges that's out there is, how is it going to look if I could just see it? Well, you can. We have a 3D. We can do, first of all, we do it in 3D. Wow. So you can really see. You can spin the room, look at the spaces. You know, these are your traffic patterns. This is where it sits. You know, that TV is all important, especially with our upcoming football season about to happen. Mm-hmm. But sports are going on all along, and movie night, all of those wonderful things. Yeah. Plus, you know, friends, how does this room function? Or how do we get into the dining room from here? How is this going to work? And so then we put it up on the board, and you can actually see how this room's going to look and how it's going to feel.
It works a lot better than some of the options we have online. I know a lot of people shop for things, and they do that quick little digital representation of what it'll look like in the room. But I've done that on some of those websites. It just doesn't work that well. You get it out of the box, and you sit it up, and you're like, that's not what it looked like. But you have a 3D rendering of what this is going to look like. That's high tech.
And it's the challenge with what you just described is the resolution.
Right.
You know, what's the resolution of your equipment? Mm-hmm. What's the resolution of the equipment that's coming to you? You know, what's your carrier? Yeah. What is affecting that? And the other part is the color and light.
Yeah, you know, never can judge that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then dimension. Mm-hmm. What is the dimension of this piece? Because particularly case goods, you know, like tables and chests and lamps, you know, what's a good size for that? And what, you know, it looks great in a picture.
Yep.
You know, that picture is fabulous. Mm-hmm. That looks really good. Well, that table is 18 by 18 by 18. Yeah, it's going to be a little small for you. That's not quite going to do what you needed it to do.
Yeah, Batman eats at that table. It's that big, long number from the movie. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have questions or comments. That's what I love about this in-home design package that you have, is because it's not just you going at on your own with whatever website you're trying to buy from, and then you got to wait for it to ship, and then you got to put it together and all this stuff. Lazy Boy takes care of all that, and you have the finest furniture for every home, for every room in the home. And what I want to get to now, we have another text in here, and we got a call coming in. So while you talk about this, I'll take this phone call. But talk to us a little bit about mid-century. Do you have any mid-century style furniture?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We do. We do. Mid-century modern is a glorious look. It's a pared down look that really, it's a streamlined that came in literally after World War II. It made its advent, and it's as with most wonderful things that occur, it came out of necessity. Mid-century modern looks were developed to expedite furniture production after World War II.
Okay.
After World War II, there was a housing boom, a family boom, mm-hmm. and a furniture boom.
Yeah.
And people had to have new houses fast because they were having babies fast. People were back in the workplace.
Yep.
Business was great, and we have to have furniture. So this beautiful furniture that was based on more of a Danish design evolved, and it's really great looking. It's a little more streamlined, and it has an updated, fresh feeling.
And you have that there?
We do.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So definitely get down there. Thank you for your text and calls. 850-437-1620. I got Bess Marks in the studio from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Go check them out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/LazyBoy, L-A-Z-Boy of Gulf Coast. They've got BOGO going on all month of June. Moonlight Madness starts at noon tomorrow.
Woo!
They are closing a little bit early today for Juneteenth, and then they'll be open tomorrow. You can check them out in Mobile on Airport Boulevard, Pensacola on Bayou, and at the Bass Pro Center in Spanish Fort. Man, so much cool stuff going on this month. Thank you for being here. We've talked a little bit about the sort of the mediation process, this how you merge differing opinions about style and furniture and things like that. But there's also art and decorations that even go one step further. Once you get past the furniture, you've got maybe paintings, rugs, accessories to think about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the accessories, the rugs, we call it the seven layers of design, and we can go from the floor up. You know, it's the floor is basically your fifth wall. And particularly with all of our hard surface, beautiful hard surface flooring today that's so accessible, we really need something to help with sound control too.
Right.
And it also works as a space definer, particularly with these very open floor plans. You know, you have a rug and then you have some furniture on that. Your dining defines a dining room area and entry area. So rugs are important. Tables, lamps, you know, have inside function. That's function. Your tables, your chest, things that can hold lamps, have drawers. You know, be a little forgiving, give you a right. little attitude, let's stick that in a drawer and move on. We're not advocating, you know, but anyway,
no.
Yeah.
Everybody
a little forgiving, a little forgiving.
Yeah.
And then we move into lighting, into lamps and light fixtures, you know, overhead lighting, those beautiful chandeliers out there. And, you know, three-way lighting so you can brighten up the room or you can dim it down if you just want a nice, quiet night at home with someone you love. And then we go into things on the tabletops. You know, that those are the places of expression. You know, what is it that you love? Or, you know, do you have a vase of flowers? Do you have books? Do you have things that really collect, small collections that you love? And then we move into art. And, you know, most ceilings today are 9 feet tall, if not more.
Mm.
Well, most furniture is no lot taller than 42 inches. Although it may appear and feel bigger, it really is not.
Right.
That leaves you a lot of airspace to take up and to really reflect back on the personality of the room, the personality of the family that's there. And one thing is I absolutely love mirrors. I love mirrors in a space, particularly with newer construction. We have these wonderful, marvelous rooms, but they don't have direct light. You know, the light may it may be open onto a porch, which does have direct light, but the room itself that you spend your time in can maybe be a little bit dark. But with mirrors, it really reflects the light back into the room, and it acts like a beautiful window.
Yes.
So
sometimes it'll make the room look so much bigger than it is.
Yes. So accessories are very important, mm-hmm. and being able to define what they are and create, you know, they call them tablescapes. And we live in the real world. We know you have children. We know you have grandchildren. We know mm-hmm. we know you have husbands or messy partners.
Yep.
We know that. But to be able to have a plan that you can whip it. I say if you can whip a room together in 5 minutes, like, you know, like there you are kind of slubbed out, mm-hmm. which is great because yeah. you're tired. It's been a long day. But, you know, you get late notice that somebody's going to be over there in 10 minutes. If you can pick that room up in 10 minutes and make it right, then you've got a good design.
Hmm. Very nice. That's a great way to think about it. You know, and we've all been stuck in that situation where somebody's like, hey, I'm in town, or hey, I'm coming
great.
Through. And you're like, oh, I don't want them to see it like this.
Great.
Yes. Lazy Boy Gulf Coast, I got best marks in the studio. Get your questions or comments in now. We only have a few moments left. 850-437-1620. There's a very cool video on the Facebook page for Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. It's got our own Brent Lane in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let's talk about LaVonda's home journey real quick. So what's been going on with LaVonda? We heard about her on the last show.
Oh, LaVonda. Well, LaVonda was, she and her husband, you know, bought this wonderful new house. And she also had the challenges that that busy moms and families have. Is, first of all, it's a beautiful new house. Old furniture is not going to fit in exactly like it should. Mm-hmm. And the old furniture might be a little faded and, you know, colors a little off and, you know, want to update and upgrade. But, LaVonda, too many choices. Too
you
many
got that
opinions.
Paralysis you're talking about.
Yeah, a little
too
bit
many
of paralysis. Mm-hmm. Plus time. Mm. Jake, it's time. You know, how much time do you have when you're a busy mom and dad, you know, working with a career, working with children, trying to take care of a household? How much time do you actually have? Now, you can spend all day, you know, looking at things, but how do you know?
Right.
How do you diffuse all of that information and make it work for you? So LaVonda came to Lazy Boy with her family, and we created a beautiful room.
Nice.
Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Just like a picture out of a magazine. That can be your home. That can be every room you walk into, thanks to Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. You can check them out in Mobile on Airport Boulevard, Pensacola on Bayou Boulevard, or in the Bass Pro Center in Spanish Fort. Man, that's a great location out there. I love that store. I love that whole place out there in Spanish Fort. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. It's Juneteenth. We're just hanging out with Best Marks. Now, what time are you guys closing down today?
We're going to close down at 1 o'clock today to get ready for Moonlight Madness when we open at noon tomorrow. Woo!
All right. So 2 more hours today. Go in there and get your looks. Maybe schedule an in-home design consultation. This is something that can really just make your home a different experience altogether. So,
exactly.
And especially if you have a spouse that you may not agree with on maybe textures and fabrics and colors, they can definitely help you with that as well.
We do have marriage counseling.
Oh, yeah. In a way, yeah, it is. It is very, yeah. It gets into that scenario where it's like, I want to make my wife happy, but at the same time, this is a place where I'm living too. So you have to accommodate. You have to, what is that C word that nobody likes?
Compromise.
Oh yeah.
Well, a good compromise creates beautiful design.
Oh, great.
And you know, I told you that one time about the one woman, and she was like 5'4", mm-hmm. and darling, and she married somebody who was about 6'2". And, you know, for him, he had to have a big chair to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. He just had to have a big, what we call a big man chair. Mm-hmm. And she was like, how are we going? I said, it's going to work. It's going to sit quietly and behave. I said, but, you know, you did marry him. This is not the first big thing you've had to fight.
Right.
And she said, you're right. You're right. I said, we're going to make it gorgeous. You know, fear not.
Yep. And that's just the beginning of their compromising that they're going to do. But Lazy Boy can help. Go check them out on Facebook. Lazy Boy Gulf Coast. Best Marks, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.